And we're back. Is that the energy we were going for?
We never took a break in the listeners' eyes, ears.
I guess they don't know that we cobbled together two holiday episodes.
From like, old found recordings.
Yeah, from scraps. We made a leftover salad for you guys over the holidays. You're
like,
welcome.
I feel like they do know if they were paying attention to the quality of the episodes at all. But maybe not.
Yeah, maybe. Well, anyways, thanks, guys, if you've subscribed over the last month. If you saw our Overcast ad, shout out to you. And yeah, we should do some promos. Is this the first episode of the new year? Is this coming out Tuesday?
Both of these will be New Year's episodes.
Well, we got a brand new Twitter handle for the new year. Actually, it's the same exact same one. Super Good Pod on Twitter.
Yeah, please add us with all your questions and anger and really just any words. Like, if you send anything, it'll make us happy. Because
just gibberish, just even a bot. We'd welcome a bot at this point.
We don't have ads on this show, as you know. We don't have a Patreon or anything. We only survive off of the download statistics. That's the only thing that keeps us going.
And the energy of child's tears.
Okay, I got a good one for you. You ready?
Hold on. Okay, go.
Is cereal soup?
No, because it's crunchy.
There's crunchy soups, isn't there?
Is there? Those are cereals, my friend.
What's the definition of a cereal?
I think like a cereal can become a soup if you leave it too long.
What if you heat it up?
Then you're faster approaching soup territory.
Is oatmeal hot?
Oatmeal's gross. Well, I don't think I've ever had oatmeal. It is hot, though.
It is served hot.
You can do a cold oatmeal, though.
That sounds bad.
Even worse.
Yeah. But is that what a cereal is? Is it made of oats and wheats and things? Because, like, modern cereals aren't, right?
I don't know that there's like a lot of oats in like, yeah, or Lucky Charms, but I guess like 1 in 4 Lucky Charms is like a bread product.
Right. And the rest is marshmallows.
or like a cracker cookie type thing. Yeah. I don't even know how to classify that like food substance. Like what is
wheat? Wheat based?
I suppose it's wheat based.
Grain?
Wheat based crunch cube.
I mean, you eat cereal with a spoon though, out of a bowl, and it's liquid. Like that has all the makings of a soup.
I mean that's two things. I don't know that it's all things soup.
Name another liquid that's not that you eat out of a bowl that's not a soup.
You got me there. The blood of your enemies, I guess. Well, I think that soups are savory and cereals are sweet, so that's a big difference.
There's got to be a sweet soup out there.
I've had some pretty sweet-ass soups.
Like a dessert soup. Have you ever had a dessert soup?
That's a cereal. Or it's melted ice cream.
God damn it, you keep catching me. I can't make cereal soup to you.
I'd be okay with calling cereals dessert soups.
I'd be more than okay with that. What if you're eating them for breakfast?
Well, I mean, I was just going to say, like, traditionally, they're not consumed in the dessert time slot, but they're, like, as far as what they really are, ingredients-wise, they're much more, like, geared towards a dessert, so.
Pretty much everything that I eat for breakfast is more desserty than breakfasty.
Yeah, exactly. To toaster strudels, yeah. Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
People be eating cake for breakfast.
Even like a muffin.
Yeah.
That's a cupcake.
Yeah.
I just realized that all breakfast is dessert.
It's like the day loops around on itself.
Yeah, if like you stay up long enough, it is dessert.
Yeah.
But that's the only difference.
Yeah.
Because it's mostly sugar.
Breakfast is just late dessert from the night before.
Is everybody's breakfast mostly sugar, or is that just my fat ass?
Well, it depends where you live in the world and your age, I guess.
You mean at 30 I shouldn't be eating mostly sugar for breakfast?
You can't help it. That's what society pushed upon you. Like, you didn't have a choice.
On the weekend, I took a bag of clothes from my closet that I wasn't using anymore to one of the donation bins. And when I got there, there were two brands of donation bin. And so I had to choose between Hungry Kids and diabetes.
Oh.
And I chose diabetes.
Oh, come on.
They were cleaner bins. I didn't want to touch the Hungry Kid bin, so I had to give my clothes to diabetes. But anyways, now I can eat all the sugar I want, right?
I think that is how it works. But I can't believe you chose diabetes over Hungry Kids.
I'm telling
you. People with diabetes deserve it.
The handle for the Hungry Kids bin was all sticky and nasty looking.
That's because those poor Hungry Kids are always trying to reach their little sticky hands in there looking for food.
They don't realize it's a clothing donation bin.
They don't realize it's not where the food is.
Well, you'd think that diabetes people would be doing the same thing with sticky hands, but they weren't. Their bins were very clean. So that's where my clothes went.
All right.
Have you ever donated clothes?
Yeah, I just dropped off a bag. I always do it at Value Village, though, because...
Because then you can just go pick it up later.
Because I'm always, like, I go there twice a week to rob toys from the children anyway, so.
Have you ever repurchased something that you left at Value Village?
No, I've definitely seen toys on display that I've dropped off, though.
That's fun.
Circle of toys.
Yeah. I'm imagining you going in there, though, and seeing a shirt and being like, ooh, I really like this, and you don't realize that it's yours for... a minute.
I could see that happening.
Yeah. I was on my way to drop these clothes off. I was like feeling bad about how clothes work and fashion and like how it's all like fast and, you know, fast fashion.
You long for the future of the unitard.
Oh, I mean, sort of. I was just thinking though, like maybe I should just go the Steve Jobs route and buy the same
Yes.
jeans and shirts. And
yes.
Zuckerberg does it too, I think.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Also, I just like, I'm sick of like looking for something to wear. Gadget. Yeah.
Also, the Kingpin, Wilson Fisk.
Yeah.
Closet full of white suits.
A lot of villains, heroes and villains wear all the same thing all the time.
It's one of my favorite tropes in TV where they do
they open the closet
full of the same outfit.
Yeah.
There's so many versions of it.
Yeah. I think Dexter's lab.
Yes.
Had a good one.
Yes. all white lab coats.
Yeah.
There's a version in one of the Ernest movies, like Ernest Scared Stupid or something.
Right.
Where it's all his like vest.
Yeah.
His
yeah.
jean vest.
Can we go back to Dexter's lab for a second? What is,
love to,
what is Dexter's accent? What? Where is that boy from?
He is from the mountains of
this is
Wiscovia.
That is not a good Dexter impression. But I don't think that was good. I don't think that anybody could do a good Dexter impression, though.
I will find you a mind.
No, Dee-dee. You lost it again. All you can say is Dee-dee.
Omelette du fromage?
No, not good.
No,
I do
omelette
remember.
Omelette du fromage. Omelette.
He is
du fromage?
He is very trolly. Like you sort of have to get low.
Yeah,
and
you have
trolly.
To like suck your head down into your shoulders.
Yeah.
Omelette du fromage.
You can't. You might have gone too trolly.
Closer.
You can't. You can't have a neck though, because Dexter doesn't have a neck.
No, I know.
So, what was the original question? Oh, cereal. Is cereal soup? And you say no.
It's dessert soup. I think we've reached a happy medium.
Okay. Dessert soup. Mm-hmm. I need to look into other dessert soups because I'm kind of excited about that as a concept.
Also, we should open a restaurant that just serves dessert soups.
And we'll call it cereal.
Yeah. The podcast.
This episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by when you clean your glasses... and then you put them back on your face and they're still dirty, so you have to do it again.
How does that pay for anything?
Would you participate in a porn movie that your friends and family will be made aware of?
No, that's a terrible idea.
The original question had a monetary value, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. So what number, what's your number?
How much does it cost to never see any of those people again?
Well, so I noticed that the question is phrased made aware of. It doesn't say anything about them watching it.
Oh, okay.
So
that's sort of better.
The trick is that they know about it. Do you trust them not to watch it? And are you willing to take that risk? And how much?
Yeah, I guess the people you care about the most seeing it probably would choose not to.
Yeah, like your parents wouldn't watch it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I guess it's not the worst thing. Like, in today's sea of the 24-hour news cycle, I mean, you'd be forgotten about pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't even be news if you were in a porno. Like,
yeah.
You just mean that attention spans are short enough that it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And you can always just pretend like it leaked. Like, everybody's...
Yeah, except you're old in it.
Everybody's sweet little daughter has been in, quote-unquote, in a porno.
Yeah.
It just hasn't been publicized.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. No, I'd still rather not. It would take a lot of money. I'd have to start a new life.
It wouldn't even take that much money for me. Like, the original question was $10 million, which is, like, way high.
Oh, I don't know. It's tempting.
That tempts you, $10
million? Yeah.
All you, like, it's just a porno. You just have to have sex on camera. It doesn't have to be good. It won't be good.
I guess, yeah, it could be so much worse.
Yeah. I'd do it for, like, $500,000.
Wow.
Yeah. The thing is, though, nobody's going to pay me that to do a porno.
Yeah. I don't know. This, if I'm getting paid this amount of money, I'm more worried about the sicko that's like bankrolling this operation.
Why me? Why have you chosen me? What do you know?
Yeah.
I found this one in a Reddit thread about what the strangest job interview question you've ever been given is.
Okay.
So, maybe you want to picture yourself in a job interview situation for this.
Ugh, why you gotta make me even more uncomfortable?
If you were a brick in a wall, which brick would you be?
I'd be right near the top. I wouldn't be the top row, but like maybe second from the top, because less weight to support. If you're on the bottom row, you're holding everybody up.
You realize this is a job interview, and you've just said that you want to do nothing.
Yeah, I want to take credit for everyone else's bricking.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be the top row, because there's too much attention on you, and also like birds land on you. Poop on you.
So you want to be like the second from the top.
Yeah. A safe couple rows down from the top is where I want to be.
And that's because you don't want to...
And not a corner brick either. I want to be like middle of the wall.
Middle of the wall, two or three rows down.
Right. And corner bricks get chipped.
That's because you feel that that brick does the least work.
Yeah. That's the brick really no one's looking at. Pretty much get away with anything.
But if you weren't there, they'd notice.
Probably notice in a longer time than a bottom row brick.
Yeah, yeah. How about this? If you were a Jenga piece, where would you want to be in the tower to start?
Well, in that case, the safest place is the bottom.
So I was going to say that.
I'd be the bottom middle.
That's brick. What I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody. You never have to move.
Yeah. You never get touched. And
yeah.
when the tower falls, it doesn't really even fall on you.
No, it falls around you.
Yeah.
You're perfectly safe.
Yeah.
Basically shielded by your brethren.
Yeah. Which is a good way to be.
Yep. No matter what kind of brick you are, always gravitate towards safety. Avoid. Even though you're a brick, and some would say that's safe.
Have you heard of that podcast that interviews inanimate objects?
No.
I really like the concept of it.
That's great, though.
It's pretty funny. They have a comedian or an actor be the object.
Oh, never mind. That's not funny.
No, their job is to be funny, actually.
But I don't feel like you're getting the real opinion of the object, then.
Well, they have to inhabit the object. Like,
I feel the same way about this as I do about Jeffrey Tambor playing a transgender person.
Not allowed.
He's not allowed. He's not that.
Yeah. True. I feel like this question is terribly, it's gone off the rails.
No, I like it. I think we can dig deeper. What kind of brick would you be, material wise?
Brick? I don't know.
Trick question. Bricks are only made of clay. That's not true.
That's not, yeah.
That's a stipulation I made up. Lego bricks are an option.
Ooh, I didn't think of that. I should have, but I didn't.
I wouldn't be a Lego brick, though.
Here's the top reply. A stone in a Peruvian wall. You see, ancient Peruvians, such as the Incas, were masterful masons. They created these walls with massive stones cut to fit perfectly. You can't slip a piece of paper between them. So I would say that I'm a bit like that. I'm different in that I have my own shape, skills, and talents, but I can surely fit right into the wall that is your company. Hired.
Yeah, no. If you came at me with that answer, I'd be like, you cheated and you pre-planned for this interview. So disqualifying you based on that.
And also your gender.